Hey there. In school, sporting events, or Olympic competitions, higher always means better, right? But in consciousness calibrations, higher doesn't mean better. And I know this, but I still tend towards the linear mind about them. I still kind of tend towards choosing the 500s to solve problems when it's really overkill and too high a branch to reach for. So today, I want to remind all of us, including myself, about choosing what powerful attractive field and energy you wish to align with based on your intentions for a better life or whatever situation in life you'd like to improve or any way of being that you'd like to improve. And as an example, you may have an intention for something in a relationship, a purpose for managing your finances better, or a reason for attracting better health. You don't have to call on the high energy attractor fields of unconditional love and love and above in the 500s. It's not necessary. So today's topic is called Practical Wisdom, leveraging mid-level consciousness or power for everyday success. And this is really addressing what we've been talking about in the last couple of weeks about creating a list of rules to live by. You don't have to reach to the highest energy fields whatsoever. Let's make reasonable choices. And I also want to invite you to stick around for this week's interesting calibration of the week. It's a good one. It's very helpful to me today, and I'm glad I found it. And I really love it, and I'll share it at the end of today's podcast. But before I get into today's topic, my name is Liz Garcia. I'm your happy host here at your Weekly Dose of Higher Consciousness podcast. I'm also founder and editor-in-chief of the MindBodySpiritNetwork.com. I'm on a mission to help you raise your level of consciousness or alignment with actual power on various topics. And I support this intention by creating and curating free online events, courses, and personal transformation tools from carefully vetted partners, meaning I've calibrated the level of consciousness of our partners and courses and things like that. Make sure that they're above 200 or above. That's what we're shooting for. You're going to encounter luminary healers, visionary thought leaders, best-selling authors, and influential change agents. And today is no exception. So let's get started with today's topic. So I was reading a recent calibration at consciousnesscalibrations.com, and the calibration was of this statement, higher calibration doesn't mean better. This statement calibrates as true at a very high level at 600. And in this case, it's an all-dimensions calibration based on the map of consciousness. This is 10 to the 600th power. And this is significant because the energy of the statement is enlightened energy. Understanding this is a higher level truth and an energy of enlightenment. And this is huge, relatively speaking, as most of the world calibrates in the energy fields of 200 and below. I mean, you listening to us, you viewers, you listeners are likely working in the 200 to 300s is typically the audience for this type of content. Just so you know, to put it into context. So understanding that higher calibration doesn't mean better is a 600 level calibration is essentially pointing out that there is no judgment about anything, really. All is equal in consciousness. It's just different energies, different experiences. Now, a member requested this calibration, and this member shared an interesting insight, and here's what this person said. it sometimes brings me more peace to apply something in the 200s or 300s for specific problems like relationships, money, or work, or anything, you know, anything everyday stuff. It just feels better to use practical energy fields. But the spiritual ego seems to always want to dismiss anything below 500. And we're going to talk about that spiritual ego in a minute. And though love can heal everything, and that's where love is in the 500 spiritual dimension and above, you know, 500 to 1,000. But it can sometimes be too high of a branch to reach for. And I understand this. And I'll try to expand on this in a minute. And this is something that the linear mind in us needs to be reminded of. We're still, you know, caught up in the linear mind, and we're not necessarily appreciating the non-linear dimension of the 500 and above. So we're not there yet. So let's go where we are. Let's meet ourselves where we are. So only relying on higher truths can be discouraging for some things when the problem may only require a level 250 solution, right? You're reaching too high. It's not necessary. You're not there yet. So why don't go there? Like, let's stick with something that makes more sense and it's easier for you to accept. There's some things in the lower levels when you're operating the 200 or 300s which are easier to accept. So and a simple example is you need some sunlight, right? You're depressed. You don't have enough sun. You don't need to call on unconditional love when what you really need is to go out and have a little sun bath, right? Even God, I'm saying God in quotes, would be like, you know, I got the sun for you. Go out and lay in the sun, right? That's the solution. And when you sunbathe with the intention of improving health and well-being, the calibration is 215. That's all you need. If you need more sun, you only need the energy of sunbathing, which is 215, to help you out of whatever's going on, as opposed to lying in bed and waiting for love to come save you, right? You've got resistance to it. You're not there yet. You don't know how to remove the blocks to it. And I'm just saying, go out in the sun. Choose something that is reasonable and you're there. You're like, okay, I'm going to do it. It's got the energy of what I need. 215 is all I need. I'm going to go lie out in the sun. So for newbies to the podcast out there, I'm going to do a quick refresher on the map of consciousness, because this is what this topic today is related to, and other things, in addition to like how to create a list of rules to live by that are good for you, that are helpful to you, they empower you. So the map of consciousness, which Dr. David R. Hawkins created over decades of consciousness research and high-level psychiatric work. He's a psychiatric doctor. So it's a scale of human consciousness from 0 to 1,000. And this is a logarithmic scale, meaning every point on the map is a log 10. So 200 is 10 to the 200th power, and 500 is 10 to the 500th power. And again, I'm still stuck in the linear mind of it all. When I know that one point on the map of consciousness is huge, it's a quantum leap, especially when you get into the higher realms in power and energy. You know, 200 to 300 is a huge leap, really. It's not a simple math equation, right? It's not simple math, it's logarithmic math. And I still believe on an unconscious or subconscious level that higher is better, even though I know better. I know that that's not true. The statement at 600 is clearly speaking the truth about that. Like, higher is not better, calibrates at 600. You got to, like, do the math. I'm like, okay, I got to let go of this belief that higher is better, right? Every level at 200 and above is higher consciousness, upward pulling, positively oriented, and constructive. That's the truth of the map. It's just proven energy fields. Every level below 200 is the opposite of that, something you want to consciously avoid, without engaging in fear or shame about it. Because we all got that stuff running, but there's nothing to be afraid of, and you definitely don't want to shame yourself or scrutinize yourself over it. So Brian Gibbs, who's founder of ConsciousnessCalibrations.com, I mean, he's doing thousands of calibrations all the time. He's got it nailed. He's got everything in context so we can see, relatively speaking, where are things at. And he has some meaningful insights on some calibrations, and this one in particular, he had an insight. And what he said is this: every level at 200 or above is workable in its own way and appropriate to its level, whereby all levels are necessary, okay? So everything is valuable and necessary at 200 and above. And every level under 200 is defective in its own way. So there's no judgment and opinion about the levels of consciousness. They're just kind of measurable facts of what the energy is. Like I like to say, do the math. Now, higher levels of the spiritual dimension calibrate above 500 and above. They represent love and higher truths and are often regarded with esteem in spiritual and personal growth circles. Of course, I mean, we all speak about it, but let me tell you, most of us aren't even there yet when you're operating in the 200 to 300s, or most of the world is calibrating under 200. 10 to the 500th power from 10 to the 200th power is a quantum leap in consciousness, and I can tell you, you're not in Kansas anymore. I've been there, I've experienced, I've made quantum leaps, and you're not in Kansas anymore, you're in a different dimension. Now, the spiritual ego can be a slippery little devil. And it can really sneak up on you because it wants to say that 500 and above is where you need to be. It's like a righteous thing. It's an arrogant thing to say. And the spiritual ego loves to be right and prove others wrong. So this is where that spiritual ego can slip in, where you think everything has to be 500 and above. That's not true. It holds no truth. And it's really going to bring you down for that thinking or belief, because you're operating in righteous pride and arrogance about it. You think you know better. I've been there, done that, and I understand what this spiritual ego can look like. And I've done episodes about the spiritual ego, and I'll likely do another updated one as I see different aspects of it trying to sneak in. Every, you know, it's already poking its little head up here and there. I'm like, oh, okay. You got to, you know, kind of like swallow your pride, because that's what it is, and surrender to some humility. Like, okay, I don't know everything for sure, but I am doing the best that I can every day. So that kind of helps neutralize the energy of it. Now, my last few episodes at the beginning of the year here have been about creating lists of rules to live by. And I want to make you sure you understand the benefit of choosing energy fields or ways of being from all over the map, right? I want you to look at the whole map and go to consciousnesscalibrations.com and find things that really work for you, that feel good. It's like, yeah, it addresses the situation I want to deal with, and this is the energy I need to do it, right? I mean, love is always a choice, but it's not necessary to reach that high. So it would help to have balance in the map and understanding it, and stop shooting for the stars when you're not even close and you don't need it, right? You're not even close to the alignment of that energy from within you. It's overkill, right? And remember, Dr. Hawkins always and only chose, the only thing that he chose consistently is to be kind to all living things. That was his choice. And this is a 220 energy field, not 500. He didn't choose to be unconditionally loving. He became that by simply choosing kindness to all living things. I mean, this is pretty huge to understand. And this is where the spiritual ego, you can attend to your spiritual ego and say, hey, I don't need to be unconditionally loving. I mean, it's something to aspire to, but 220, just being kind to everyone was sufficient, right? And this may not be in alignment. You may not be aligned with this choice, kindness. I am kind to people, but I don't need to choose it, right? I choose other things because sometimes I feel some people don't warrant kindness, right? And anyway, that's just me. I choose other fields that, like, I'm kind of like finessing the fields where it's easiest to go. Like you're in a river. And like, let the river bring you where you need to go. If kindness isn't it for you or me, I'm saying I am kind to people, but I don't need to force it on myself because sometimes some people don't deserve it. I mean, whatever. So back to Dr. Hawkins, consciousness research has proven is all you need is one level to get to where you want to go. And that brought him to enlightened states of being 600 and above. When he left this world, he was at 1,000, which is huge and rare, okay? So you don't need to pursue enlightenment either. That's a radical pursuit, and the spiritual ego may want you to head there, but I'm going to tell you, you don't want to go there if you're not even close. You don't want to force yourself into it. That's for sure. So Dr. Hawkins and I will recommend you don't want to force yourself into the 500s and above or you're going to pay the price, right? It's because things are going to show up that aren't that and you're going to have to deal with them. That's no fun. Let me tell you, some of them can be no fun, especially if you have guilt and punishment running in your field somewhere. Okay, so you know, I shared my top 12 list of rules to live by for 2024. I think it was last week or the week before. And I do have some things that are in the 500s. But I'm not asserting or forcing myself into that dimension. I'm just choosing it as a guiding light in a attractive field of energy. I'm letting it be the magnet that draws me to it. I don't have to be involved in it, right? It's so high, I don't have to get involved. I'm just saying, hey, I'm willing to be loving. I'm willing to be drawn into that field and just allow the field to bring you there. You don't have to get involved in it whatsoever because I'm not there, right? I may be on a topic or two, but I'm not there. So today's episode is a reminder to explore the practicality and necessity of consciousness levels across the whole spectrum. And specifically, today we're just going to look at levels in the 2, 3, and 400s. They're all super useful for everyday life and everyday humans, like us. We're everyday humans. We're not Dr. Hawkins. We're not Jesus Christ. We're not the Buddha. Unlikely. You wouldn't be listening to this if you were. Remember, only, I think at last count, there was only like 18 people that calibrated at 600 or above. That's huge. 85% or so of the world calibrates below 200. So there's a vast scale of consciousness in between all of that, which is our gift from God or divine intelligence to create from. Like, we can choose different fields to create from, have fun with, experience, and kind of observe. So let's start with the 200 range. There are tons of energy fields in the 200 range. And if you are a subscriber to consciousnesscalibrations.com, you can search on levels of consciousness. Like, you can go in and say, I want to see what's swimming in the pool of 200. What's swimming in the pool of 250? What's swimming in the pool of 275? And you get all kinds of interesting calibrations to choose from. This is how I choose and create my list of rules to live by. I find things like, oh, that sounds good. Like traveling as a spiritual practice. I'm like, oh, that's a good one. I would choose that, right? Something that's every day. It's not, you don't have to be a saint. A saint is 570. You're not there yet. You don't have to be there. You don't want to force yourself there. So anyway, 200 range of energy is very useful. Lots of useful tools there. Like courage. Courage is 200. Kindness. Being responsible. And even the energy of cozy. I'm like a big fan of the cozy. I like to make sure my pups are cozy. And life is cozy in my home for anyone that comes to visit. That's super useful energy field to be aware of. And I choose that right now. Your list of rules is going to be dynamic. When you align with something, it's going to fade away. You don't need it anymore because you're already there. So you go choose something else. So this is kind of what I'm helping you understand today. Higher does not mean better. You want to get to where you want to get. Let's go choose it with, be practical about it. So here's an example of a 200. Why would you need courage? Here's a good reason why you might need courage. Let's say you want to step into something new, like you want to quit a job you hate because it's a toxic work environment. Now, staying in a toxic work environment is under 200. It's like the average is like 195. It's destructive. It's downward pulling. You're not going to get, nothing's going to improve staying there. So it may require courage for you to quit. And if you quit before getting another job, you definitely need courage, and you may need some faith too. So courage is in the 200s. Faith is in the 300s. So this is like, I'm just like, do the math. Faith is a huge leap, though, in energy. You may not be there yet. So just getting a little courage to step out, and you may want to use a little bit of reason and rationality in the 400s to get another job before you quit, because you might not be there in faith in getting that next job. You might fall into fear or doubt, whatever. You got to feel how you feel. But you need courage to quit the job, and you need courage to start looking for another one. And by the way, if you're in a toxic work environment now, make sure you intend to align with a new work situation that's positively oriented. It's a good idea to intend for that and then just get out of the way of it, because you may attract another one with not knowing any better. So I'm just giving you a heads up on that. So anyway, that's the 200 range. That's why courage is useful, right? You're not going to, if you're working in a toxic work environment, you are not in the field of 500, not even close. So let's just step into courage and work, use something workable, okay? Next is the energy fields in the 300, and Brian over at Consciousness Calibrations calls the 300 is the energy of emotions. This is the emotionality of energy fields, whereas the 400s is reason and rationality in the mind, different types of energy. So there are thousands of useful energy fields in the 300 range, like willingness and acceptance, right? The ego, the lower part of us, is not willing or accepting of anything, really. So you got to take a look at yourself. You got to have self-awareness, like, maybe it makes sense for me to be more open and willing for whatever reason. And acceptance is a super high level of consciousness at 350. And it's very helpful to accept whatever is present in your life that you don't want, right? This is true for many things, especially addiction. For me, many years ago, it was the fact that I needed to lose 50 pounds and I wanted to lose 50 pounds. And it's only when I accepted that it was going to take some time to lose 50 pounds that I started to lose the weight. I wasn't a student of consciousness back then. I had no awareness of any map of consciousness. But I observed a shift in me once I came into acceptance that it was going to take some time. Like, whoa. And I proceeded to lose the 50 pounds, which I had never done before in my life, right? And so I joined Weight Watchers, and it was a fun and exciting process for me once I stepped into it. Like, that energy of acceptance was drawing me into the play, the fun of it all, the success of it all. It's you know, when I look back on it, I'm like, oh, that's what was going on. The field of acceptance was drawing me in to a fun and exciting process. Just saying. So it's also a powerful choice, as it's in the level of consciousness of one who's willing to take full responsibility for one's life, right? 350. And this is a gateway, really, in consciousness. This is a high. I try to guess what level, you know, how many people are at 350 or above in the world. My guess is maybe, I don't know, 10%, if that. That might be high. So it's a great level to aspire to and to choose to be drawn into it. Like, you don't have to be it. You can't force yourself to be accepting and forgiving of everyone, right? You're not there yet. So it's a good choice to allow that field to bring you into it, because you'll stop, you know, you start to take responsibility for your life and stop blaming and shaming others. Now, the levels in the 400, so there's, again, you can go to consciousness calibrations and find energy levels in the 300s that work for you. Like, if you want to be faithful, that's like 365. Hopeful isn't like 310, something like that. That's what you're looking at in that range. Again, you don't have to reach for unconditionally loving at 540. That's a huge leap, and it's a reach. You're not even close to it. Now I want to make sure you don't feel ashamed for not being close to 540. Most of us aren't. It's nothing to be ashamed of. We are an evolution of consciousness here in planet Earth. And everything is, we're all doing the best that we can, is true at 500. Calibrates is true that we are all doing the best that we can. So the levels in the 400s are useful because it's the energy of reasonable and rational. This is the energy of the mind. It's the energy of excellence, learning, and mastery. It's common sense stuff. And it makes sense to use some level of reason and rationality in your life. You don't want to dismiss it, because I know reason and rationality can be dismissed by emotional people, right? They're not there yet. They prefer the emotionality of life, whereas it is super helpful to be reasonable and rational in some way. And an example that I shared recently is that I choose, you know, the pursuit of truth for its own sake and for the sake of my life and this podcast. Like, this is like, if I'm going to do this podcast, I got to align with truth just for the sake of it, which is what consciousness calibrations are. They're enlightening you as to the energy and truth of things. So the choice to pursue, the pursuit of truth is the energy of 460. And I didn't know that. I just consciously chose it because of the experiences I've had in life, my interest in the map of consciousness, my interest in helping myself and others grow and align with true power and not suffer through things like I have, like crazy suffering, is unnecessary. So I didn't know that pursuing truth was 460, and I didn't know it was the energy of excellence. But when I had the podcast, this podcast, calibrated as to the content, the level of consciousness of the content, it came in at 460, which was like, whoa, interesting. So just FYI, I let the field draw me in, right? I didn't even think about it. I just like chose it, pursuit of truth. I didn't know what I was choosing, but there it is. It shows up as 460. So you're barking up the wrong tree if all you need is courage at 200, or if all you need is hope at 310, or all you need is faith at 365, right? Just go with what you need right now. Make it simple and let the field resolve whatever it is you need. So again, this is some wisdom for you to remember in setting goals or intentions for your life, like we've done over the New Year's. We're talking about goals and intentions and creating your personal list of rules to live by. Unconditional love is a very high branch to reach for at 540, right? This is kind of what we want to say. And Dr. Hawkins and I would both not recommend forcing yourself to this level. It can be a harsh price to pay to get there. You don't want to try to get there with your individual will, especially if you're not even close, because it's going to bring up everything that isn't unconditionally loving. And it can be very harsh, like for life to say, hey, you know, if something shows up in your field that it's going to force you to be unconditionally loving when you don't want to be, especially if someone's threatening you, as an example, like someone hateful is being mean and hateful and threatening you, it's going to be hard to be unconditionally loving to them. And that's kind of like, you know, an example of what it can look like if you got other stuff that's going to bring up punishment and guilt again for you, right? I hope I explained that one well enough, but you do not have to choose these high fields, which is not to say you can't choose them as a guiding light, right? But then you just let it go because you're not there. And you're just going to accept that you're doing the best you can at every moment and just allow, you can choose unconditional love as a guiding light and allow the field of energy to unravel blocks for you in an unconditionally loving and supportive way. You don't have to get involved in it. Let the field take care of that for you. So I want to get back to the spiritual ego for a second. And this, again, the spiritual ego tends to dismiss lower levels of consciousness, right? Anything below 500, as an example. If you're a student, this is where I found myself being this. As a student of consciousness, when you find out about 500 and above, you think, oh, you know, you get all high and mighty, and that's what you're going to choose. And it will start to, and then you start to overlook the usefulness of lower levels of consciousness. And you might view levels under 500 as inadequate or not aspirational. This is the, again, the spiritual ego. This is the lower mind doing the math in a linear way, not a non-linear way, right? So, you don't want to go there forcing yourself into the 500s or shaming or blaming others for not being there either, right? That's low vibe stuff. That's righteousness, arrogance, that type of energy below 200. So here's the deal. We're going to summarize today's episode with the fact that there's beauty and potential in all calibrations at 200 above. And this approach gives you a balanced and holistic approach to life's challenges. There are also many learning and observational opportunities to participate in life and the vast consciousness of human experience, right? There's so much out there for us to choose from, and this is where free will comes in. Like, divine intelligence has created vast consciousness for us to create within. There's so many swimming pools you can jump into and out of and enjoy and experience and, like, you know, experience life in. So if you have an issue that you'd like to resolve, whatever it may be, I encourage you to go to consciousnesscalibrations.com, which you'd have to have a paid subscription to look at different energy fields. If you want to search on fields in the 200, you got to have that paid subscription part of it, which is so worth it, let me tell you. And again, I don't get paid to recommend this. I just recommend it in general, because it's going to shore up your energy field and put everything into context for you. But anyway, if you're a paid subscriber there, there is a free subscription that gives you access to, I think, 75% of the calibrations. It's so worthwhile. Anyway, you can find a practical energy level to help draw you into the field that you want. Like, right? And an example of this is intimacy and relationships. And I spoke about this because I choose intimacy. But I'm not there yet. I'm just choosing the field, and I'm going to let it unravel all the blocks to it for me. And intimacy, as an example, is the field of 470, which is significant. It's huge. It's a big, that's a giant leap in consciousness, 470. So in any event, I choose that. I know I'm not there yet in relationships for sure, but I'm going to let the field unravel the resistance to it within me. So again, I've created a worksheet called Top 10 List of Rules to Live By, and you can download that at themindbodyspiritnetwork.com/rules-to-live-by, all one word, or you can click on the link below in the podcast, and it's a nice little worksheet, and you can go to all my 1001 Ways to Be of Higher Consciousness podcasts, or the 1001 Ways to Let Go Of. And I created playlists for that, and you can just go listen to those to get ideas for a list of rules to live by. And those playlists you can find at themindbodyspiritnetwork.com/podcast. Now, for today's interesting calibration of the week, I loved this one, and I hadn't seen it before. It's new. It's one of the latest calibrations at consciousnesscalibrations.com. So this is it. To contemplate this. Why am I doing this to myself? And Brian recommended this on a forum as a way to dismiss experiential suffering as an illusion. Now, if you're just going to contemplate, say you're in the middle of something like, oh my God, not this again, which I am. Okay, I'm in the middle of things like, are you kidding me? Why do I keep doing this to myself? So instead of using a disparaging tone to the statement, contemplate it, like with acceptance, okay? I accept that I keep miscreating this experience. Why am I doing this to myself? As a contemplation, different energy as opposed to a disparagement, right? And you don't need an answer. The question, so what Brian is saying here is the question is enough to call out the absurdity of it and start to unravel all the resistance and blocks to whatever it is you're trying to resolve. So the energy of this contemplation is 570. That's huge. This is the saintly energy. This is above, this is in the realm of unconditional love and support. That's all you get. You're unconditionally loving and supporting yourself by asking this question in a contemplative manner. That's this week's interesting calibration of the week. I hope you like it as much as I do. I love it. I'm using it. So, thanks for joining me today at your weekly dose of higher consciousness. My name is Liz Garcia. If you like what's going on here, share it with others or leave me a review. It's super helpful to help others decide to listen in if they want. So you're going to be attracted to this or not? Really? Who are you kidding? It's a magnetic attractor field. Whether you like it or not, it's up to you. I'll see you again next week. Hey there, Lovey Lou. If you are new to your weekly dose of higher consciousness podcast or an avid listener, I have something just for you. I created a landing page with all of my playlists in one place. So for new listeners, I created a playlist called Foundational Basics. This is where you will want to begin to come up to speed on your understanding of the map of consciousness, a proven energy scale for realizing your ultimate potential by Dr. David R. Hawkins, and with where we are now. For avid listeners, I've created playlists for all of my popular topics like 1001 Ways to Be of Higher Consciousness, 1001 Ways to Let Go Of, those great higher consciousness quizzes that helps you test your intuition and develop discernment skills, tools for transformation, High Vibe book recommendations, and my general main topics. You can find all of these playlists on the website at themindbodyspiritnetwork.com/podcast, or you can find it in the link below in the show notes. Now back to today's episode.